to Greg in Hark River, North Dakota, listening on Real Presence Radio. Greg, your question for Steve Ray.
Yes, my question is, did Mary, because she was sinless, did she age? Did she look the same at 15 as she did at 72?
Boy, that's a good question. I wish we had pictures and video cameras from back in those days. But my guess is, I think sometimes maybe we read too much into that, about that she wasn't a real girl. That's why I say she was a real girl. For example, a tree, when a tree is starts to grow and it's a beautiful young sapling tree, the tree then grows into a beautiful oak. It's no less as a big mature oak than it was as a sapling. It doesn't mean that it has anything less of a quality. In fact, it almost, sometimes we say that as we get older, we're getting better. At least my wife tells me that. So I think that when you look at Mary, I don't think she stayed a 15-year-old girl her whole life. She would have matured. She would have become a woman. I think she would have been elderly. You know, Mary, even though she didn't have sin, if you look back at Adam and Eve, they would have had, you know, just because there was no sin there didn't mean that there wasn't any problems. Adam still had to work. There were still issues involved. They could still hurt themselves, maybe. You know, I often say this is maybe crude, but, you know, even your bladder starts to hurt and have pain if you have to go to the bathroom. That's not a bad thing. It's a warning signal. So, you know, I think there was certain kinds of pain or issues like that in the Garden of Eden before sin. Adam still had to work. Mary still had to give, Eve still had to give birth to the babies. So I think that Mary grew and she matured, and she was just like any other woman, except the fact that she was not a sinner.